الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, and we have made from among them أئمة leaders who guide with our command when they have remained patient and when they had yaqeen in our ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a human being khalifa on earth. Human being is different from other creations of Allah Azza wa Jal, because human being carries responsibility. Human being has takleef. Human being is accountable. Human being is accountable because of the responsibility Allah Azza wa Jal has given him, and also because of the ability Allah gave him to choose. Allah Azza wa Jal gave him the ability to choose. So human being carries the responsibility with free will. He can do it, he may not do it. He can refrain, he may not refrain. So because human being is accountable, and because human being has this ability to be himself, to be what he wants to be, human being is very special. And among the human beings, the believers, the Muslims, they are more special. Because the people who declare that they believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, but they have already submitted to Allah Azza wa Jal. The people who declare that they follow Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, they have already determined their path, that this is our path. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Say, this is my path. This is my path. What is my path? أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. I invite towards Allah Azza wa Jal with full awareness, myself and those who follow me. So the believers, they already have determined their path. So they become more accountable and they become more special in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because their status comes with responsibility. There is no status without any responsibility. The people of Iman, they have greater responsibility, so they have bigger status in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, then He would choose people from among the believers who would set examples for others, who would lead others, who pull others, who can guide others. Obviously, this is even more responsibility, but the reward is even greater, If a person guides one person, then he will have all his good deeds in his account. If a person guides one family, then all the good deeds of this family is also in his account. All the good deeds which they do until they die. They pray salah, they give sadaqah, they fast, they do dhikr, they do istighfar, they do tasbih. Any good deed they do, imagine how many good deeds people do every day. How many times they do istighfar, how many times they do tasbih, tahmid, sadaqah, salah, anything, everything. All of that into the account of one person who has invited them. And sometimes Allah Azza wa Jalla gives more himma, and some people they take it very seriously. Some people they dedicate more time so that they can invite more people towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. Some people they dedicate more time so that they can guide more people. Now the circle goes bigger and bigger and bigger, and we don't know how many hundreds of people can be affected, and sometimes even thousands of people they are affected. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned in the Quran that He makes leaders from them. From them, yani from the believers. This was obviously true for the past, for the previous nations. That among the previous nations, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He made leaders, people who could lead, people who could set examples for others. But whatever is mentioned in the Quran, even though it is about the people of the past, but it is also applicable to the people of our time. Because the Quran is principle. Quran is not a book of a story just for the sake of entertainment. Quran is there so that we can learn lessons. So, although Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned about this about the people of the past, but it is applicable to our time as well. So the meaning is universal and the principle is universal. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that we have made from them a'imma, leaders. But how, when they can become leaders, how they can become leaders? People become leaders by contesting. People become leaders by claiming. People become leaders by imposing themselves. This is not the principle of the Quran. In the Quran, there is no leadership with claim. And there is no leadership with contest. Allah makes leaders when lamma sabaru, when they have sabr, when they remain persistent, when they remain patient, when they remain committed to the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah makes them leaders. Because if a person is firm on the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, if a person is clear on the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then slowly, slowly people will join him. Slowly, slowly people will get attached to him. And he will become a natural leader. He does not have to declare, I'm your leader from today until 2 years. Or from today until 4 or 5 years. There is no need. Because he has become leader, Allah made him leader. Allah made him leader because he remained patient. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. So, this is an important quality. Important quality for the people of Iman. But important quality for the people who want to set examples for others and who want to lead others. Everybody is leader in his own capacity. We may not be leader on a global scale, but we are leader in our little circle we have, in our family we have, among our friends, in little circle of our community. Everybody has some sort of role to play. But Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, He mentioned the qualities of the people. Because in Islam what matters is the quality which people have within themselves. So the first quality is sabr. They remain patient and they remain committed to the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And when they have yaqeen in our ayat, yaqeen, full conviction that Islam is the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, full conviction that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the only role model, he is the only and the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal who can lead us to success. This undoubtable yaqeen, unshakable yaqeen, is necessary. People are affected because of this yaqeen we have. Sometimes we might meet with people who may not believe, but when they see the level of yaqeen, they appreciate that I appreciate your belief. I appreciate the level of conviction you have. Although at this moment I don't have belief, but I really admire it. There is something special about this. And you never know. Sometimes people admire first, and then they accept Islam later on. They admit and they convert later on. There was a scientist, Muslim scientist. He did an experiment. He asked some of the students in the Department of Agriculture, let's do an experiment. Let's have some plants. So keep these plants as they are. Don't touch them. Okay, have some more plants. Plants which can give fruits. Plants which can produce seeds, etc., flowers. So he appointed some of his students that every day you go and shout and yell at these plants. Just go and visit the plant and shout at it. Okay. Some more plants. And he asked somebody or some students, every day you go and visit these plants and talk to them nicely. Oh, you are such a nice plant, such a nice flower. Talk to them nicely. Okay. And then some more plants. And he gave the task to some students that every day you go and sit next to the plant and read Surah Yasin. Every day. This is a real experiment somebody did. Every day you go and sit next to the plant and read Surah Yasin. Because that scientist, he had yaqeen that Allah's kalam must have effect. Allah's kalam must have effect, so I want to see. Obviously, after a period of time, whenever there was a deadline for the experiment, so you have the neutral plants, the neutral trees, they gave the result as normal. And then there was another group of plants who were shouted at, who were yelled at, the results were negative. And then those who were praised at, those who were you know, liked and admired, the results were positive, good results. But the plants where somebody sat and read the Quran, the results were extraordinary. They gave twice as much, the fruits and the results. I'm not saying that it is sunnah to go when you plant a tree, that you go and sit there. I'm just telling you the story of somebody who has done this experiment. The point is that people of Iman have yaqeen. Yaqeen in the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yaqeen in the names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yaqeen in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our entire deen is built on yaqeen. Our entire Iman, our entire belief system is based on yaqeen. And the conviction we have in Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He can do whatever He wants. And He can do whatever He wills. And with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, anything is possible. With the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, anything is possible. When we have sabr and when we have yaqeen, then we remain firm on the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we ourselves remain firm, then we pull other people with us. If we are shaky, if we are uncertain ourselves, if we are on and off, in London there is a bus, hop on, hop off. You buy one ticket and you get off the bus anytime and you catch another bus anytime. So some people have hop on, hop off. Then it will be difficult for them to take other people with them. The beauty of Islam is that Islam makes people leaders. Islam makes people's imams leaders. Obviously there is Imam of Salah, not everybody is Imam of Salah. But everybody is leader in his own right. Rasulullah said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Everybody is accountable. And everybody is a shepherd. Shepherd. You have flock of animals. You have group of animals whom you are leading. And the beauty of doing that on the day of judgment, when we see the account is multiplied 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. Allah knows how many times. That is the beauty of our religion. So if that is possible for everybody, then why can't we do it? Why shouldn't we do this? Rather than me praying on my own, I can make 2, 3, 4, 5 people pray. Rather than me just reading the Quran on my own, I can make 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 people read the Quran. Rather than eating halal, I can encourage 10, 5, 15, 100 people to eat halal. Rather than just, you know, staying away from haram myself, I can encourage more people to stay from haram. When that is possible, then we should take the advantage. And Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Quran, He mentioned examples of the people who take advantage of this quality of Iman and who invite others. In this masjid and in this institute, one of the good things we encourage is to become leaders. In this country, we need leaders. We need people who can lead others. There is a lot of vacuum in the Muslim community. So we need to have young people who can learn and who can be educated and who can lead others towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah, we'll continue next week.